Yeah, growing up, I mean, what was it like having, he'd be away, but then come home for periods of time. I mean, growing up with a maritime father is always kind of different
Yeah.
from other
Well,
kids.
like I said, it was we talked to him. We always talked to him on the phone and everything. We'd see him, two, three, four times a month, and that, I mean, a year, and that would be for a month or more. So he wasn't gone that much, and we got to travel some because we went to some of the places he was working at, like New York, Michigan, stuff like that. We lived up there, and he made the Merchant Marines. Back then they made very good money, so we did very well. I think we had the first TV in the whole town, so.
Did you have it in your mind that that's what you wanted to do when you were growing up?
Nope, not at all. Didn't think about it then. When I got out of the service in 71, I kind of messed around for a couple of months. Then I went to see him, and he offered me a job, and I took it, and I've been doing it ever since.
What branch of the service were
I was
you
in
in?
the Army.
And Vietnam?
In the Vietnam era, I didn't go to Vietnam. I tried to, but I was too young the first year, and the second year I would have had to re-up for 4 years, and I. 2 years was enough.
When did you join you said the Army?
Yeah.
Yeah, when did you join?
1970.
Okay.
The day after my 17th birthday, I was in boot camp, and I got out on my 19th birthday.
So you went to Africa. What other places did you go to for work?
Well, for the dredging, Africa was the only place I went. But since when I got on the tugboats, I've been all over Africa, all. I mean, just about every port in Africa, every port in Europe, the Mediterranean, all over South America, Central America. I saw the pyramids, been through the Rock of Gibraltar, been through every port that a tugboat can go into with a barge. I've been in every port from Ontario, Canada. No, yeah, Ontario, no, Hamilton. Hamilton, Canada. All the way around the East Coast, all the way to Tampico, Mexico. So every port that's got a that you can get a tugboat in, I've been in. And I've also been we went to Peru through the Panama Canal and up through and Nicaragua and up as far as Sacramento, as far as I've been. And when we went to Nicaragua, we were the first American vessel there in like 20 years. Same thing with Emden, Germany. We went to Emden, Germany. We were the first American vessel there in 20 years, and we were like a tourist attraction. We'd be out painting the boat, and one of those dinner boats would go by, and you could hear the guy talking, and he'd say the name of our boat, which was a Pegasus One, and we'd all wave, and they would wave. And so, but now I've seen the world. I'm on my fourth passport, so got paid to see the world.
And so, I mean, you worked for Great Lakes. Did you stay with them for many years, or did
Yeah,
you?
off and on, I stayed with them for about 10 years.
And then who'd you work for after that?
Well, I went to work for Canoni Atlantic, which actually I worked for Eastern Shore Railroad. They carried railroad cars across Chesapeake Bay. But Canoni Atlantic, the offshore pipeline laying company, they bought them out. And then they folded, and I went with White Horse Marine, which is a little mom-and-pop place out of Norfolk, Virginia. And that's where I went to Emden, Germany, and Rotterdam, and London, and Scotland, and all those different places. And then I went from there to Dan Ocean Towing out of Florida. And from Dan Ocean Towing to TECO, Tampa Electric. And then from TECO to Andre Incorporated in the Great Lakes. And then ACL down in the rivers. And I've worked probably 5 years at each job.
Are you retired now?
Go in. I'm retired.
When did you retire?
April 18th, 2012.
Okay, so pretty recently.